This is Tom Rossi, and you are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, where we're changing rock history one podcast at a time. My name is Lou Lombardi, and welcome back, everybody. Today, we've got Tom Rossi on with his project Lights and Bridges, a great singer, songwriter, producer, just absolutely beautiful stuff. And we're going to check out the track Super Bowl in a little while here. First of all, you are listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Please like and share the podcast around. It's all over social media. It's all over iTunes and Stitcher and Player FM. Here's why, guys. This is so freaking important, because when you share the podcast, you are putting the word out about these amazing artists that we've been having on here. And every time, you guys know that every time you listen, you go like, oh my god, that blew me away. I can't believe how good this guy is, or how good this girl is, or how great this band is. So it's just, there's so much amazing music out there. So the people, so your friends that are crying and saying, I can't find any good music and all that, you need to turn them on to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Share it around. All the artists are a little bit different. Yes, you're not going to, you know, not everybody's going to float your boat, but you have to admit everybody that we've had on here has been like totally kick ass in what they do. And today's going to be no exceptions. I'm really excited to have Tom on here in a second. So please share the podcast around to people. Also, guys, if you'd like some behind the scenes stuff, you'd like to hang out with me while I work on my new record, you'd like to maybe have some access to some exclusive music by me and some other artists that are similar to what I do, check out LouLombardiMusic.com. /more fans now. That is Lou Lombardi. I said that wrong. Let me say that again. It's Lou Lombardi Music /inner circle. That's my inner circle group. You want to go to LouLombardiMusic.com /inner circle, and you can hang out with me. It's all self-explanatory there. As I was saying, Lights and Bridges is what happens when a composer of global border-dissolving tones and beats decides to condense his symphonic visions to intimate yet still epic slices of song, lyric, and sound. It's the evocative collision of voice and acoustic guitar stripped to its melodic essence. It's the lush whisper of breathtaking harmony and atmosphere. I mean, you almost don't need the interview after that, but we have the interview. Tom Rossi, welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me, Lou.
No problem. Glad to be here. Okay, so Tom, you've done a lot of different stuff, and Lights and Bridges is just sort of like your latest project here. Let's take a step back though, and let's talk a little bit about how you got started, because you know, everybody that's in this thing in a serious way like you're doing, you're not just out playing like in a cover band, you know, at night just for fun. You're writing songs, you're producing, and you're investing in this. How did you get bit by the music bug this freaking hard? What happened? How did it start?
Well, I think like a lot of folks, especially in the U.S., I got bit by the guitar bug.
Uh-huh.
I got bit by the Led Zeppelin bug, and that sort of started me off. I had a classmate in grade school who could play Stairway to Heaven and some other cool tunes, and I wanted to do that. So I picked it up then and played for a little bit, then put it down because I thought I was going to have too much homework in high school, but eventually picked it back up again. So, and the rest is history. And I got heavily into Zeppelin, and then gravitated more towards acoustic stuff like Leo Kottke and Jorma Kalkinen. And so I'd go and check these guys out, and it just it blew me away at how they could have so much power with just one person and one instrument. So that's where the bug fully sank in for no return.
So what did you start doing then? Did you start like immediately writing songs or?
Yeah, I started playing around in high school with poetry and songs. The lyrics came a lot later. I went from electric into acoustic and sort of towards the end of high school, and taught myself how to finger pick by watching guys like Leo Kottke and Jorma Kalkinen and Michael Hedges. And listening to their records and just figuring it out, making up my own patterns and stuff. And so, yeah, a lot of instrumental stuff more in the beginning. And I always felt like anything I wrote was kind of cheesy.
Okay, all right.
Lyric-wise, you know, just just super hard on myself, like a lot of artists are. But then, you know, after years of keeping at it, I finally got comfortable. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And Outside the Wall, which is on the Lights and Bridges EP, was my first tune, where that was about back in 2005, where I was like, okay, all right, this sounds cool. I think I got it going. So that's when the song sort of coalesced.
Tell us a little bit about some of the other projects before we get into Lights and Bridges a little bit more heavily. Tell us about some of the other projects you've been working with here, because you have some other accolades.
Yeah, well, basically when I got to college, there was sort of this world music explosion. I got turned on to King Sunny Ade and Fela Kuti and Ravi Shankar. So my brain just exploded into, you know, these new sounds and these rhythms and these ways of perceiving music. And so I started to pick up bamboo flutes and some percussion and just jamming with my friends at parties and things like that. And gradually getting more serious into that until I had a girlfriend who went into the Peace Corps in Togo, West Africa. So I saved all my money, sold my stereo and my car and everything, and went and stayed with her for like 4 months and went to a lot of voodoo ceremonies. And that's where my whole entire musical perception was just cracked open.
Okay, let's talk about that, because was it because of the sort of spiritual side of it, or was it more of what was going on rhythmically?
Both. Okay. Both. It was amazing to me that you know, five people, you know, say four drummers and some shakers and a bell, and then like a choir of, you know, a couple ladies and folks from the village singing and playing, could generate as much or more power than a rock concert. So it was just incredible to me. And as the voodoo or the Vodun culture is very, very beautiful, very spiritual, very, you know, they play for days. They have sort of tag team drummers, you know, that they'll once the guy plays for about 24 hours, they sort of switch off and they keep going for, you know, it can be 2 or 3 days they're playing for certain ceremonies. So that was just incredible to me. That kind of dedication, and that the music is just interwoven into the culture. So the voodoo drummer is as valuable as the plumber or the mayor or the electrician. You know, he's a part of the community. It's not for entertainment per se. They have secular drumming and singing, and that's awesome too, but there was this heavy woven ancient musical thing in Africa that just really moved me, that we don't really experience here. You know, everything here is more commercialized and it's for more entertainment.
Music,
you know, so
music is supposed to be a business here in America, in the West. It's a,
yeah, you know, that's right, it's like,
it's either do it for a living or do it for just kicks or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, there's always this get a real job kind of vibe on the whole music scene, but, you know, via other people. But it's a human thing that I think we lose here in our modern industrialized society, and you don't really understand it until you go to these other countries that still have this old matrix, you know, in the culture.
What did that, now, what kind of effect did that have ultimately on your approach to music?
Well, so much so that I had been playing guitar for about 7 years up until then, and getting real deep into finger picking and open tunings and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I literally put the guitar down almost for another 7 years and got heavily into hand percussion. Studying in Ghana and then coming back to the States in New York. My uncle Leslie had a dance studio in Manhattan, right on Bleecker and Houston. That was the hot spot for all the traditional African and Cuban and Haitian dance classes. And they all had live drummers. So I lived at the studio and I played in every class for about a year and a half or so, and really just learned a ton and got a lot of experience. So that just consumed me for almost another 7 years. And then I went to Berkeley and studied there. I actually picked up the clarinet, so I started playing clarinet there and studying composition and arranging and stuff like that. And then
okay, so wait a minute. So you go from okay, I want to play some rock tunes on a guitar, you know, which is, you know, very, you know, a lot of guys stop there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're really good at that, and that's what they do. I interview tons of artists, and, you know, they're influenced by the Beatles and Nirvana and Led Zeppelin, and, you know, and they go out, and that's what they do. And here are you.
Yeah.
So far, you've, like, switched your sort of musical direction, like, several times already. What does the – is there a culture shock when you go from this roots music in Africa to Berkeley? I mean, isn't it like, Berkeley's out of all the music schools out there, it is the most, like, I guess, hip to popular music and different cultures and stuff like that in many ways, but it's still a music school. So,
right.
So what's the, I mean, how do you put the pieces together?
Well, for me, it was tough because the African thing and the drumming thing is very, communal. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I'm playing one conga, there's two other congas in a particular style, right? Say in rumba or something. You're holding down one part, so you need other guys to fill it in, right?
Right.
So there's a whole exchange there. So I was coming from that, from the New York scene and playing in the dance classes and professionally and stuff. And then going to Berkeley, where everybody is really kind of isolated in their practice rooms, focusing on trying to sound like Coltrane or this and that, and which is great, but it was hard for me to. I needed that jam space. I needed that more. Hey, let's just throw down, you know. And most people were just like, I'm going to practice, you know, kind of thing. So, it was actually kind of tough, and but I gradually just found my own way. You know, into composing and.
So, what did you sort of major? You said you switched to clarinet. But were you a clarinet major, a composition major? What was you? What was your sort of focus there?
Yeah, it was kind of odd because my clarinet was my principal instrument, but I didn't like my teacher, so I just I taught myself stuff, and then I mostly studied with Giovanni Hidalgo, in the percussion department when he was there. So that was great. And I really went there for the composition, and the ear training was awesome, just to sort of take my intuitive musical sense and give it that education and that training that I really felt like I needed to have more to my palate, you know.
Wow, what a journey you've taken, man, and it's very cool. Now we're gonna play the song Super Bowl, and you know there's no clarinets.
No.
So in case you're wondering, okay,
yeah, this is all the melted down version.
Right, and this is your latest project, Lights and Bridges. We're going to come back and talk about the direction you're in now and getting back to the guitar and all that. But let's just go ahead, and this is a good place to kind of like take a little breather and check it out. This is Super Bowl, Tom Rossi, Lights and Bridges, Super Bowl on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
When rocks dream, they dream their mountains. Deserts dream, they dream their fountains. Religions dream, they dream their one. The daisy dreams, it is a gun. Tombstones dream their sandy beaches. Braeburns dream their Georgia peaches. When yellow dreams, it dreams in blue. And when I dream, I dream of you. We're flying high like back down we go. Crickets dream their symphonies, Monday dreams of Sunday's ease, and death it dreams in living color. The ocean dreams it was your mother. Prison dreams its open sky. The sky it dreams of getting higher. Sucker punch dreams it's a touch so true. And when I dream,
Super Bowl, Lights and Bridges, acoustic, melodic, more in the sort of vein of Leo Kottke or Elliot Smith, or maybe Simon and Garfunkel even. So you've come back sort of to like what you were, you know, kind of what your roots were with all those years of work at the finger picking and everything. How did we get back to this, and how did this project come about?
I think it was inevitable. I think it's something that eventually I just had to let myself gravitate to what feels the best. Because ultimately, the older you get, the less time you have to screw around, you know, and the more you need to focus. And so I think just naturally, this is what felt great. Because I want to do a lot of stuff. I've done a lot of stuff with the percussion stuff and. But I was like, if I really was going to focus, this was it. You know, writing songs and crafting guitar parts to fit the song and just make that art form really compels me to really craft that kind of simple relationship between the voice and the guitar. So that's what Lights and Bridges is, really. Launching of that. So
now, have these songs been around for a while, or did you put them together? I think you mentioned earlier that Super Bowl was something you had come up with earlier.
Outside the Wall.
Okay.
I think I said Outside the Wall.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Outside the Wall is the oldest tune. And then the other ones are a little more recent. Super Bowl is the most recent, okay. And I actually co-wrote the lyric. That comes from a poem, this wonderful, beautiful poet, L.A. poet Rich Ferguson, had this poem called Super Bowl, and I wanted to collaborate with him, so we started on a couple things, and then Super Bowl just totally stuck, and the melody came right away, and I sort of crafted the poem a little bit, edited some stanzas and put in some of my own lines and sort of crafted it into the song that it is now.
So who did you work with other people on this, or is this all you? This, other than his co-songwriting. I mean, I'm talking about in terms of the production. Sorry.
I had the great pleasure of working with Guy Ares, who is a great producer around town here in L.A. He's also the bass player for Alan Parsons, the Alan Parsons Project, and tours with them. They're actually recording a new album for Alan, which is pretty exciting. So, yeah, I met Guy when I first came out 2 years ago to L.A., and we hit it off, and he loved the music and wanted to co-produce with me. So we did the EP together in his studio. But all the tunes were written already.
It's a really beautiful sounding thing. And if you don't mind getting a little technical for a second,
sure.
Your acoustic guitar tone is so rich and so woody. It sounds to me like the best like mic'd up acoustic guitar ever. Is that what you guys did, or is this some amazing Piezo pickup technology that I'm not aware of?
three of the tracks, we actually did a little bit of a combo because I have these the K&K pickups.
Okay.
That stick under the saddle inside, so you get a real nice low tone, rich tone.
Yeah, yeah.
And okay, kind of blended that in. It's mostly mic.
Okay.
But there was to get the sort of these real nice lower notes.
Yeah.
We blended a little bit of the piezo, or not the piezo, the K&K thing.
Yeah,
so.
No, that's the difference. Yeah, because you can hear the fingers on the strings, like it's, and I think that adds to. And I know that like the layperson probably wouldn't know exactly how to explain it or whatever, but I think it adds to the intimacy of the conversation or the sort of, you know what I mean, with the what you're
saying. Sure. Yeah. Yeah, it's nice when there's a nice soft air on top of
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah, it's beautiful.
But I have to speak to the guitar itself. This is a Loudon.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a Loudon cutaway, and I love it. I got it. She's 20 years ago, and it's just so broken in and warm and rich. I love it. It's like a rosewood back with a sort of a cedar. The soft wood front, so it's really the tone just milks out of it. It's really nice.
It really, yeah. It's a great sound, and that just so you know, across the whole EP, it's like that amazing sounding. Like the whole every song is just like that guitar tone just like grabs you. So you got these great song, great singing, great guitar playing. So it's like the perfect storm. So what does the next? So the EP is out. What does the next 6 to 12 months look like for you, Tom? What do you have coming up?
Well, right now we need videos for Super Bowl and Lemonade, so we're kind of figuring out those, get those done, and then I'm working on new material. I'm starting to co-write with my friend Rich Jacks, who actually just won a Grammy, working with Lisa Loeb on her children's record, so that's pretty exciting.
Oh yeah.
So, and he's a great guy to work with. So this one new tune is feeling pretty promising and fitting into the Lights and Bridges vibe. So yeah, basically working on new material and getting the live thing going too.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that, if you're playing live.
Yeah, this is all built to play live for sure. So I'm new to the LA scene, so I'm just sort of connecting with songwriters out here to get something going, maybe a hotel cafe or some kind of song in the round kind of thing, which would be nice. Just get a scene going. So,
where were you before you were in LA? Were you in New York or
Brooklyn? It was in Brooklyn. Yeah, in Brooklyn for 19 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
What made you? What was the decision? Why did you make the decision to become a West Coast guy?
Well, we had a kid.
Okay.
So that kind of did it in a big way. But also, we just really grew out of the city. It was the center of the universe for me for a long time, and then just naturally you just grew out of it. I think too, when I transitioned from more of a world music composer guy to this Lights and Bridges vibe. I sort of even grew out of my scene there. Kind of felt a little isolated.
Yeah.
It wasn't meeting a lot of singer-songwriter-y types. And so it was just time. Just on many levels, it was just time to change the scene.
All right. That happens.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and plug everything right now? We're wrapping up, so let everybody know where they can check you out on the internet and follow everything you have going on.
Sure. We're just plugging a new video for Tears of Gold, which is gorgeous, which our friend Hope Youngblood made, and you can get that on YouTube on Lights and Bridges. Basically, lightsandbridges.com and on Facebook as well. And let's see, Outside the Wall, we did a video for that. I made it all on iPhone 4 and iPhone 5, and it's a beautiful collage. And it just got accepted into the iPhone Film Festival for 2018, so that's pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, things are popping. So come check us out at lightsandbridges.com and Facebook and Instagram.
All the places.
And I'm putting up these little one-minute videos on Instagram, just of sometimes improvising or doing covers or playing some of the Lights and Bridges tunes. So check that out too.
Awesome, man. Tom, thank you so much for hanging out with us. I'm going to wrap up the podcast. Do you have a minute to hang out? We need to do a little business when we're done here.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you,
Tom. Awesome, buddy.
Pleasure.
All right, guys, that was Tom Rossi and his project Lights and Bridges. Absolutely just stunningly beautiful songwriting and production there. Guitar player geek, we geeked out a little bit on the guitar thing there. So for you guitar players that hang out with the podcast, I hope you guys enjoyed that part as well. You can check out everything that's going on at lightsandbridges.com jump off all to all the social media stuff from there. It's very cool. All right, guys, you've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Please check us out on the web, ludinirockandrollcircus.com. And I gave the big speech earlier about sharing the podcast. Please do that because it helps out artists like Tom Rossi and the different artists we've had on here. It gets the word out about them. So if you like it, I'm sure you got a lot of other friends that are going to want to check it out too. So don't be shy. Don't be stingy. Share it around. All right, guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us. Really had a good time today. Thanks to Tom Rossi for being here. And guys, just remember, no matter where you are, whether you're East Coast or West Coast, or you, my friend, are the revolution. LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Catch you on the next podcast.